3, 2, 1, execute.
Life is 10% what you make it and 90% how you take it.
My name is Rick Napier, president at 321 Biz Development, located in California. 321 Biz Dev, a consulting firm, not a marketing company, provides affordable sales system training and business development services for attorneys, CPAs, dentists, plastic surgeons, insurance brokers, real estate brokers, and any traditional small business with transaction prices of about $1,000 and higher. 321 Biz Dev is the only consulting firm where what we teach, we can do. 321 Biz Dev uploads to 22 podcast platforms, including Spotify, which is also a video podcasting platform. Our website is 321 Biz Dev. Our phone numbers are 415-465-1700 on the West Coast and 917-580-7900 on the East Coast. Today's podcast guest on the 321 Biz Development podcast is Jessica Macho. She's the owner of Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting, a legal nurse consultant practice in Pennsylvania. Jessica is a critical care registered nurse with extensive experience as a level one trauma nurse. Jessica's experience makes her an ideal partner for injury accident attorneys and others looking to serve their legal clients in the best way possible. So without further delay, I want to introduce to the 321 Biz audience and attorneys across the country, Jessica Macho. Hi, Jessica, how are you doing?
Hi, Rick, I'm fine. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. It's early in the morning and I'm happy to see at least two of us are up.
Yes.
So, Jessica. Yes. So please tell the 321 audience a little about yourself, such as where are you from, your educational background, work experience, and talk about some things before you started Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting.
Sure. So I am from Pennsylvania. I'm actually from a really small town called Lilly. And to kind of put it into perspective for some others, it is about 2 hours east of Pittsburgh and 2 hours west of Harrisburg. So sort of right in the middle of the state. As far as education, I went to Robert Morris University in Pittsburgh, where I graduated with a bachelor's of science in nursing from there. And then I actually went on to work in a level one trauma center. I was fortunate to pretty much right after, graduating nursing school many years ago to get that job. It was my dream job. It's what I really, truly loved and wanted to do. So started working in an intensive care unit, specifically with trauma patients and neurotrauma per se, and did that for about 11 years. And then went on to love law as well, which I had kind of always taken a liking to as well. So I then found that you were able to conveniently combine medicine and law and took a course for legal nurse consulting just to pretty much learn, some of the basic legal jargon, the meaning of certain things and how I can apply that to medicine as a registered nurse. So that's kind of how, my background and my schooling got started. As far as that, on a more personal level, I am married. I'm a mom of two young kids. I have two dogs, which hopefully you're not hearing too much barking in the background. They like to bark at their own shadow sometimes. that's how I got, everything going as an RN and then entering the legal world. So
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So, Jessica, please tell our listeners, and primarily, I would say attorneys, and also just average everyday Americans who may find themselves in some type of major injury accident or some type of elder abuse or workers' comp situation where, you know, they got really hurt. And so please tell our listeners, what is a critical care registered nurse, and also explain or provide more details, what is level one trauma? What is that? What are those two items?
Sure. So a critical care nurse is somebody that has, you know, they are a nurse that has specialized training to pretty much, you know, handle anything that comes through those doors. So, you know, you do have to have a very high level of critical thinking skills. You do have to analyze things. You're constantly assessing, you know, and reporting things to physicians. So critical care, you know, as a whole, the type of intensive care unit that I had worked in, we didn't, you know, separate anything out. So sometimes you'll see, you know, surgical ICUs and medical ICUs and cardiac ICUs, and we kind of did everything. I had taken, you know, a love in trauma, so was more specialized in that, and, you know, the traumatic injuries. So critical care, you know, as a whole, just really has to use those critical thinking skills in any realm, whether it's trauma or, you know, post-surgical patients that, you know, are having abdominal surgeries or anything sustained from a traumatic injury. So it's kind of an all-inclusive specialty, really. And then as far as level one trauma is, you know, basically top tier. So you will see the worst of the worst come through the doors at a level one trauma center. And the other part of that is that you have 24/7 access to, you know, surgeons and emergency room capabilities and things like that. So as you start stepping out into a level two trauma center, you know, they have access to a lot of those things, but maybe not necessarily 24/7, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So then what they typically do is they stabilize the patient and they send them out then to a level one trauma center if they need to. Same thing with level three and level four. You know, the further away you get from level one, then, you know, the number of hours of availability of those types of things is decreased. So the goal then is to stabilize and send out. So level one gets the worst of the worst. We see the worst of the worst. We treat the worst of the worst. You know, and it really could be any, though, type of illness or injury.
Yeah, unfortunately, about a week ago, I saw a major car accident here in Northern California, and I saw the, you know, the EMTs out there. Just, you know, they were there for, God, the traffic was backed up, so I had a chance to kind of see, not the person that was injured, but they were in front of the vehicle for about at least 10 minutes until I had to, you know, traffic move forward. And so I would say that person would qualify as probably level one trauma. I'm almost certain, based on that accident, that person was a level one trauma person. So what you're saying also, Jessica, is when we watch TV and we see these TV drama shows where there's an ER setting, you know, on the seat. I mean, they're filming an ER setting and the doors bust wide open and everyone's running to get to the next open emergency room. Is that what level one trauma is, when you see all this activity and people are yelling at each other and it's like five or six people are standing around the person on the gurney coming into the hospital?
Okay. Yep, there is a team of people, a trauma team, that, you know, typically you have the attending physician and, you know, multiple other members of the team, nurses, you know, if you're in a facility that does teaching, then you probably have residents and, you know, all kinds of things, x-ray machines and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it can get kind of loud, it can get crazy. You know, then they stabilize. If they need to go to the operating room, they do that. And then from there, they come up to critical care, you know, the ICU. And it still is, you know, there's a team of people pushing the patient through the doors, and there's a team of nurses waiting to, you know, take over treatment. And sometimes it's loud and crazy. So yes, of course, they're not going to be in a coma and on a nasal cannula like mm-hmm. some of the things on TV. But yes, very, very real scenarios, you know, of all of that in a level one trauma center.
Excellent. Well, it seems like you really love your job and you're very good at it. Why did you start your company, Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting?
So I had started Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting because, as I had mentioned before, I do love being a nurse and I love, you know, practicing medicine. But I also really love law and learning more about that. And I'm always wanting to challenge myself in new ways. So one of the ways that I never really expected to challenge myself is to become a nurse, a business nurse, really. You know, I kind of had tossed it around for a while, and I got to the point of burnout, which happens, unfortunately, a lot in medicine and healthcare. And I did want to step away from the bedside. And so I started to really think about where I wanted my career to end and how I wanted it to go. And I really loved the idea of, you know, being able to do things my way and being able to, you know, work with individuals who truly care as much as I do, you know, such as attorneys and lawyers and things like that, to help others. So, you know, I combined both. You know, it's really cool that I get to combine both. So, you know, I created the company once I became a legal nurse consultant. And, you know, sometimes you can name a company with just your, you know, using your own name and things like that. But, you know, I'm really hoping to grow in the near future. So if that means, you know, adding subcontractors to assist me, then, you know, we're kind of all encompassed under, you know, one generalized name as opposed to my name, you know, on other people's work. So that's kind of why I structured it in a way that, you know, isn't using just my name. But yeah, it's really combining the two things that I truly enjoy doing and learning more about and challenging myself as to why Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting was born.
All right. So welcome to the business world. I know you've been in business for a while now, but I want to officially say welcome to the business world.
Thank you.
So here's my next question, Jessica, and this is one of those questions I've always wanted to ask you. Let's say you are invisible, sitting in an attorney's office when he or she is meeting with a prospective client for the first time, a person who's been injured due to an accident, injury, workers' comp, elder abuse, medical malpractice, you know, whatever the situation might be. What do you think is going through the mind of the injured party prospect, the person that's seeing that attorney? That injured party could be in a wheelchair. They could be maybe on a Zoom call. And what do you think is going through the mind of the attorney listening to the injured party prospect?
So that's a really good question, Rick. And one that, you know, is can really have a lot of different answers. But the first thing that comes to my mind, you know, that injured person is really there to seek some sort of assistance or, you know, remedy of some kind from an attorney. So the biggest thing that's probably going through their minds at that point in time is, you know, is this the right person? There's, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, sometimes depending on the size of the city, you know, of which they live in, you know, many, many different attorneys that they can choose from. So I'm sure that a lot of what is going through their mind is, you know, is this the right person? Are they going to get the amount of remedy that they're entitled to and that they're deserving of. So they really want, you know, I'm sure that they're thinking of finding that one person that works truly, really hard and, you know, works smart and isn't going to settle just for the first, you know, offer that comes onto the table. Because they do want, you know, a realistic settlement to some degree. So they want to know that their decision is the right one. So really they want to have that reassurance that they did choose the right person. So from the attorney's perspective, you know, again, it's kind of twofold. But they also, in most cases, you know, and I would hope all cases, would want to get the largest sum of money, you know, or remedy for their client. So they're just as nervous, I'm sure. They're thinking, okay, can I work with this person? Can I take on the, you know, this particular case? You know, and what is going to be the fairest settlement for this person? So if I were invisible and I was sitting in the same room as both of them, I would really, you know, part of being a nurse is to assess many different situations. So I would really like to listen and just hear what each are saying. You know, what are the medical scenarios that this person, what are the medical illnesses or injuries, I should say, that the injured person is telling this attorney, you know, and can I in some way maybe help them, you know, obtain even potentially a larger settlement for the injured person. So, you know, it's really figuring it out and getting to know each other in that short time frame of their first meeting and making sure that everybody's right for everybody. You know, but really I would just want to have a great consultation visit with both so that I could say confidently as a legal nurse consultant that yes, you know, this attorney is perfect for this injured person because they are truly going to get the best case scenario from that person. And of course, personality's got to mesh well and, you know, things like that. So I think if I were invisible, that's how I would go about it and kind of going back to my nursing roots and just assess that situation and make sure it's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, you gave me a scenario of being invisible, but I would think that your invisible scenario that you just laid out is probably making a lot of attorneys feel great. Because here we are, a person that even when they talk about being invisible, their synopsis of what they would do or do in a real situation sounds pretty good to me. So, you know, if I'm an injured party, I'm gonna call Jessica and tell you my story and see if you can help me out. So here's my next question, Jessica. How do most attorneys know or feel they need your legal nurse consulting services?
So of course, you know, when you're practicing law, there are different levels of experience that goes into practicing, really. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, the biggest way in which they would know or feel that my services would benefit them over, you know, anybody else is the fact that I could boost, you know, service levels for them, specifically ones that, you know, are just joining the, you know, the legal world and maybe starting up their own law firms and things like that. Those attorneys that have many, many years of experience and are, you know, well seasoned in the field, you know, and things like that, I can really help them achieve, you know, the largest scale of benefits that they can get within their practice. So, you know, consistency, I think, is key. And that's one thing I truly try to, you know, strive in. So, you know, I think that that one, you know, that first case, they would feel definitely confident in utilizing my services thereafter, you know, because I am consistent and I can boost, you know, those scales and those benefits for them in the best way that I possibly can.
Got it. So basically what you're saying is that a lot of new attorneys, because I've met a few, they come out and they have their law practice and they have their name in front of their door, or they have the shield outside so people can drive by and see it. You mm-hmm. know, I'll just be honest with you. Anytime someone starts a business, it's always kind of a feeling of anxiety when you sit down with a person, especially a person I would imagine that has a legal problem. I remember I sat with an attorney some years ago on something, and I felt some anxiety talking with this lawyer. And this lawyer, to his credit, he was able to de-escalate my anxiety. So, and I would say, like you just mentioned, the larger law firms, they can say, well, gee, we're at this size, and gosh, how can we get even bigger? Well, let's look at some of the functions that we perform on a daily basis. How can we make those better? So I could see what you're saying, how Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting can say, well, this attorney is doing maybe 20, 30 cases a month, and maybe you can help that attorney do 40, 50 cases per month by giving that attorney law firm more victories with your assistance mm-hmm. and your support. So I appreciate you sharing that. So I only have a couple of questions left. I know that every case can be different, but what added value does your legal nurse consulting services bring to the attorney or the injured party client?
So by working with 321 Biz Development, injured parties are able to reach out to my company, Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting, to get some feedback on medical portions of, you know, their accident or injury, their case in general. It does sort of sound like a little bit of a cart before the horse type situation, but, you know, injured parties do become more informed by searching the internet. So, and part of that is also to listen to things like this, you know, podcast episodes, and they're always looking for answers in a variety of places before they actually make that phone call and make that decision. So by, you know, my business, working with 321 Biz Development, we work together, to, you know, make that search for an injured person easier and better and less full of, you know, anxiety, like you had mentioned earlier. Because especially if you're new to the whole world, you know, you truly want to make the right decision. And in joining forces between, you know, 321 Biz Dev and Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting, we can definitely connect injured parties with attorneys and attorneys with injured parties and, you know, things like that, so that at the end of the day, you're just doing what you can in the best way possible to get, you know, realistic settlements for people that deserve it.
Got it. And you're right. You know, people now, I remember a friend of mine had a son that had a legal issue. And she was, you know, still trying to find the right attorney. And so we met, I saw her at a coffee shop. And let me just advertise for Starbucks. It was in Starbucks. And so she said, Rick, I got this problem. My son, you know, got in trouble. And so I knew a few attorneys in the area. And I said, her name was Mercy, by the way. She was a nurse. And I said, well, Mercy, let me look at my phone. So I found this one guy, and she called him, and it actually turned out better than she thought. It was a pretty significant, you know, case dealing with, an accident dealing with the DUI. And mm-hmm. this attorney was able to help her, but she came to me because I had experience working with all these business owners. So you're right, and people do search, and people just don't, you know, pick up the phone and call the first person. Sometimes they want to research more about their situation to get the best, I'm not going to say the best deal, but to be more informed than to be less informed. So thank you for that answer. So here's my last question. How do attorneys, or since you mentioned, injured parties contact you if they have some need for some type of feedback from you, from a person like yourself and your company, or maybe they just want to use Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting? Maybe they say, I got this medical accident issue. I hear about this company called Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting. Let me call Jessica. How can they contact you?
So for any attorneys that are looking to contact Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting for any, you know, medical related cases that they need assistance with, then they can certainly contact me directly at 814-330-3847, or even contact 321 Biz Development as well. But, you know, injured parties are more than welcome to reach out in that way as well, because while they may not have, you know, necessarily picked their, you know, attorney that they are going to work with just yet, you know, when they do meet that person, they can be like, you know what, I have this legal nurse consultant and she's fantastic. And, you know, I really want her to help you work on this case because I feel like, you know, she can just really get to the root of what's happening in my health, you know, in my medical care and in my health care. So, yeah, they can contact me directly, like I said, at 814-330-3847, or directly through Rick at 321 Biz Development. And either way, we are happy to assist any way that we can.
Excellent. So, Jessica, I want to thank you for being a guest today on the 321 Biz Development podcast. And based on what I heard, Prestige Legal Nurse Consulting should be at the top. I mean, at the very top of every accident, injury, workers' comp, elder abuse, malpractice list to resolve these personal injury accident cases. And injured parties, now that we have learned more today, should contact you just to chat about their injuries, to hear what a nurse thinks. I mean, I would think that your nursing experience of 10 plus years, 11 years or so, is valuable to people who have had some type of traumatic type injury accident. So Jessica, I want to thank you for being a guest today.
Thank you for the opportunity to be a guest today.
All righty. So thank you, Jessica, and you're welcome. Our website is 321bizdev.com, and our numbers on the West Coast, or our number on the West Coast is 415-465-1700. And on the West, let me start that again. Our number on the West Coast is 415-465-1700. And on the East Coast, 917-580-8900. And Jessica's number, once again, is 814-330-3847. I want to thank people for listening to the 321 Biz Development podcast. And we're excited to bring this information to you. Take care and make it a great day.